had a number of things that we wanted to talk about this evening with you all and the parents and guardians that were here. So thank you for coming out this evening. We're going to try to make this quick, but we did want to address a few things with you all and tell you how excited we were that the kids got to participate this summer in Kids in Motion. So I'll start it out. On behalf of the Douglas Board of Directors and staff, I'd like to welcome you to the 2019 KIM Recognition Ceremony. We are pleased that you could attend, and we are proud of the accomplishments of the KIM kids this summer. As some of you may know, we have had some challenges with the KIM program this year, which I would like to address at this time. The board and I sat down to discuss the program at length earlier this spring, along with many other individuals that have supported the program in many other ways. Many people believe that with the transition of staff, that we should not have the Kids in Motion program this year. They didn't feel that we were ready. That was a problem for us. And so we decided to sit down and have some conversations about the impact that Kids in Motion has made over the past 20 years. We knew that it made a difference in the lives of children, but we also knew that it made a difference in the lives of our community members. Many of us had very heartfelt and very difficult discussions and conversations to address Kids in Motion. And what we all came up with was that it was important. It was important enough not to turn our backs on the kids of our future and our community. And so we decided that whether it looked pretty or not, we were going to continue on with Kids in Motion. I will tell you, however, that with the Kids in Motion summer supervisors, there were a number of other people that were influential in helping make the decision whether Kids in Motion stayed or went. And so I did want to let you know who those individuals were. There were employees that helped with this program even when we did not ask them to. They stepped up and they stepped in to give us a hand. And those Douglas employees are Brenda Schindler, Stacy Nicholas, Dan Whelan, Carrie Wolfmeyer, Amy Becker, Deb Whithouse, and we had a Teens in Motion mentor, Brent. And he made sure that he was here every day because he knew the impact of Kids in Motion. He had been a previous KIM kid, but he also has moved on to Teens in Motion. And we're extremely proud of Brent because he came back and said, "This is important and I'm here to help." And he was every day. He was not one of the kids that was paid, but he was a mentor that came in every day to make sure that the kids had someone there that they could talk to, that they could go back to, just to have a voice to listen. And so we're very proud that Brent was also a part of our team today. We have all seen the children grow, but we all know that in raising children, it presents its own challenges. And what we have determined is that we don't have enough time in our summer program to address all of the things that our kids need to be able to move them forward into the future. You see, over 8 weeks, we get to take our kids into the community to give back, to learn what it's like to be a good citizen. But we also know that there are things that the kids still need to learn or still need to talk to adults about just to make sure that they're on the right path. And we just find that we don't have enough time in our day. Our day happened very quickly. The KIM kids were at the office at Douglas every morning for breakfast, and they were getting their work assignments, and they were getting onto vans, and they were getting pushed into the community to do work. But often, we were not able to sit down and have some of the important things that we thought also would help. So a little bit later on in the program, you're going to hear some exciting news about Kids in Motion moving into the future. But for now, we want to recognize the Kids in Motion kids, and we want to recognize the businesses that have helped us this summer, and especially some of our donors that have helped in various ways, whether it be financial contributions or a place to land for lunch or someone that gave of their time to do team building for us. And so we want to make sure that we are recognizing all of those individuals. We have had struggles this year, but we want to thank you all as parents for working with us and being patient. I have talked to more parents this year than I think I ever have in programs since I've been at Douglas, and I've been there for 4 years now. So thank you for being patient when you didn't think the bus was going to come. But Mitch made sure that we had an extra driver every day. And thank you for being patient when people questioned whether or not we were going to have money to pay the kids this year. And we did. They got their paychecks, and I bet they're waiting on paychecks right now. I think I signed a stack of your paychecks today. But we also wanted to make sure and had questions from the families whether the program would go through July, and it did, and here we are. And so we are very proud of our Kim kids and the work that they have done. So while a lot of challenges were thrown at us from the community, sometimes from our own parents, wondering if the program was going to go, I'm here to tell you that Kids in Motion is here and it is here to stay. But we are very excited about some new things for Kids in Motion and for Teens in Motion as well. So we're going to give you a little bit of a teaser for those of you that have been with our program a lot. As far as the program in the future, we are very excited about what that may look like moving forward. And we're glad that you've stuck with us, and we're glad that you entrusted your children to us this summer. It was a pleasure to have the kids in the program, and we don't want to take away from them any further, so we want to do a little recognition of everything that they have been able to accomplish. But before I do that, I do want to let you know that there was transition with staffing this year, and people wondered what was going to happen. And lots of things. There's a lot of things going on in our community. And while I would love to be able to say that Kids in Motion is the only youth program in our community, it's not. But we also know that there are not enough youth programs for the amount of youth that we have just here in Hannibal. And so sometimes when other programs come along, it makes us look at ourselves and it makes us question whether we're doing the right thing or can we improve. And we've looked at the program this year and said, we have different ways that we can improve. But in order to do that, I needed to find the right individual. And so we did not take lightly going back to the table and going through the hiring process at Douglas. If any one of you has ever applied at Douglas, it's not quick. It is like walking through quicksand. I mean, it is a process. But I will tell you this. We spent a lot of time and had a lot of conversations before we found the person that we believed would make a difference for our kids and their future. And so we didn't have to look far because we looked internally. We looked at what was going on with the programs that Douglas has. And what we found was that there was a program that was doing some really neat things, very, very similar things to what was going on with our kids, except we were looking at ways to help families and ways to strengthen families. And it takes a number of individuals to do that. And we had individuals in Show Me Healthy Relationships program at Douglas that had been doing that work for going on 5 years very soon. And so we didn't have to look far because an application came across my desk from an individual that had worked in that program. And his name is Jared Moore. And Jared Moore came into my office and said to me, I think I might be interested in this. Talk to me about what it means. And so I could talk to him because I've been with Kids in Motion now for several years and I've been able to see the difference that it makes with the kids in the community. And I was able to talk to our summer supervisors and say, what's important? And they told me. And so all of that information, it was a good thing for me to be able to have those conversations with Jared. And he moved forward in the process, and since then he has been hired. So I'd like for you to help me welcome Jared Moore, the new Youth Services Director at Douglas Community Services.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm so excited to be working with everyone. I have had one full week on the job, and And I enjoyed it. It was fun. I got to meet all your kids and work with them, and it was good to see what Kids in Motion is about. And it is an important program in our community. And so I'm so honored to be kind of taking the helm and working with Stephanie to continue to advance this program in our community. And so I just kind of want to introduce myself to you a little bit more and tell you about me. Again, my name is Jared, like Stephanie said. And I am mostly from Hannibal my whole life. I've done a couple stints elsewhere, but I was raised here. I went to Stoll School. Anybody, we got one out here? All right. Stoll is the best. It's all right. Middle school and high school, I did my college work at Hannibal LaGrange University here. I married my wife, Katrina. She was my high school sweetheart, and we've been married 20 years now, and we have three kids, two teenagers, 16 and 13, and my youngest daughter is 8 years old. And so to you parents, I just want you to know that I understand the challenges of parenting and the things that we're facing, all the struggles and the heartache and their hopes and our dreams for our kids. But it's about at this age with Kids in Motion that we come to the horrifying conclusion that we can't control our kids anymore. Like, they're coming into their own. They're beginning to kind of investigate life a little bit, and they take on their own will and their identity, and they're shaping their own values. And it's in these moments that the role of a parent and a caregiver changes forever. It changes from us exerting our own will onto our children to us inviting them to a table to help talk through decisions and choices. And just as I'm currently experiencing in my own home with teenagers, it seems like parenting feels a lot more like hostage negotiation. I don't know if that rings true with you guys at all. And I'm teasing with that a little bit, but I think we know that a little bit of that is true. And so this parenting transition that we're all experiencing, from us making decisions for our kids to helping them make some very important and formative changes on their own, I feel like this intersection that we're all at is where Kids in Motion absolutely shines as an invaluable asset in our community and in the lives of our community's youth. And so I know Stephanie's going to share a lot more in a little bit about the future of Kids in Motion and where we're going specifically this year, but we're going to be doing great things with Kids in Motion. We're going to continue to do a great job helping them to get ready for employment, helping them to get ready for higher education. We're going to do a great job helping them to know the ins and outs of work expectations. We're going to do a great job teaching the soft skills that will give them a leg up in life. And all these things are going to be great. And these are important things. But they're not the most important thing. The question that we ask of our kids a lot is, what do you want to do in life? What's the kind of work you want to do? And for some of us, we were able to answer that at like 12 and 13 years old. I remember I wanted to be a CIA agent. I had all the skills necessary. I knew how to snoop on my sisters. I knew how to break into their diaries. Like, I had those skills down. But that changed as well. I'm wondering if a better question to ask our kids is, what kind of person do you want to be in life? I feel like if we can help them to answer those questions, if we can help them and give them the skills to help them to be kind and to be caring, to value loving our neighbor, to care for those in need, to value education, to value learning, to learn what it is to be vulnerable and resilient, if we can teach those skills as well, and then intersect that with workforce development and teach all those things that employers are looking for in their employees. Like, just think of the kind of people that we can help build and grow through Kids in Motion. So the future of Kids in Motion, I think, is absolutely bright. And I'm so excited about the news that Stephanie's about to share with you, that will be giving us more opportunities to do the formative work of shaping our students' lives. And as a new guy, as the new director of this program, I am so excited to be a part of this. Like, this is the perfect time to be a part of Kids in Motion. And I'm so glad to be on this journey with you all together. Those are my words, but thank you.
Thank you, Jared. We are very excited about Jared starting with us, and we did throw him straight into the program this week. So he's still here, so it's a good sign. We do want to move forward because now it is time to recognize our kids. And so I'm going to ask Markel and Melvin to come up. They are Kids in Motion Hannibal Summer Supervisors, and they're going to talk to us a little bit about their kids and who participated and awards and all of that.